on the outline here, point six says, what was the people's attitude towards God's word? And it shows verse 3 and 5. Verse 5, it says, when he opened the book, all the people stood up. And they were attentive, as it says in verse 3. They were wanting to be there. And they had much respect for God's word. Which shows that we need to have more respect for the inspired word of God that we have in our hands. It's an amazing book.
So Jeffrey is saying that this is a very interesting scene. Ezra had not read yet from the book, right? He simply stood up. There were those who were standing with him. I think it's six on one side, seven on the other. And these men were standing next to him. The people were sitting. And as he stands on this pulpit of wood, he just simply opened the book of the law. And from his action, there was then a reaction from the people that they stood up. Can you imagine? Think about how we handled this book. We were talking about it a little bit after we had breakfast this morning. That sometimes we may be casual and we might put it on the floor. I wonder if Ezra ever put the scriptures on the floor. I wonder if he took it, you know, and sometimes we're traveling and we just kind of shove it somewhere in the back of the car because we got all our other stuff. And it's just kind of pushed there. You know, it's one thing to have a book, a Bible that clearly you've been reading and some pages are tattered. And it's another thing to have the scriptures where it looks like it's been abused. But here he just opened the book of the law and people stood up. I was sharing that I saw the Messiah performed recently. And it's practice that when they perform the Hallelujah chorus, people stand up. And the five or six people that didn't know this, I'm sure they felt kind of foolish. But I said to myself, here I am surrounded by probably a lot of unbelievers. And when the Hallelujah chorus is sung, people stand up. And yet, you know, when we are in our local meetings, and a brother says, you know, let's stand and sing. And someone's, oh, boy, we got to get up again. I don't know about you. When we're standing for prayer this morning, you know, we start going back and forth from one foot to the next and, well, can we sit down? But here they stood. There was such reverence because it is the very mind of God that we have in our hands. So we should, and Jeff, I think that's a great point you pointed out, have this kind of great reverence that this is how God speaks and communicates to us through this book and how we handle it. We shouldn't abuse it. We should love it. And we should have respect for it.
It's also the action of them standing up that sort of reminded me of not only the reverence and the respect and the fear that they showed for the Word of God. As we talked about this in our devotions last night, we spoke of the fear of the word and how they prized it, and it was so powerful, and they stood up, and it reminded me also of the focus that was there. How focused were they on that word? I mean, when we're sitting in meeting, we have our Bibles open. What are we? Are we playing with a pen, or are we, you know, on our phones looking at something or anything like that? But the focus that they had on that word. And going back to what Joey was saying, are we just, when we read personally, are we reading with something else going on in the background? Is our laptop open on this side and our Bible's open on this side reading? Or what's, like, how do we treat this word, not only in the physical aspect or how we actually treat it, but how do we treat reading the word, our personal time in the word? How is that treated? Is everything shut out as it should be? Or are we being distracted by other things and not giving our full attention to what God has for us in His Word?
I think that with these people, they had an understanding of who God was and who they were. And to realize that in verse 6, the Lord, the great God, has spoken to us in this word, that he has given the word, the creator and sustainer, the one who has given life to all of us, has spoken to us. And it's just we take it very lightly that this is God's word. But it's not only when the word was read, but when there was prayer and worship, they bowed their heads and they worshiped Jehovah. And it's just, they had tremendous reverence and understanding of who God was. And we sometimes forget, but it's just, we need to have respect. And these people, they were standing from morning to midday as the word was read. We have trouble standing, as it was said, for 5 minutes. But they had tremendous, tremendous respect for God and for his word. And it's just a very, very great challenge for us.
Maybe we can move on to, from verse 9 through the rest of the chapter, we find several different effects that the word of God has on the people. And the first thing that it does is, in verse 9, it causes them to weep. It says at the end of verse 9, that all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. The scripture says that it's profitable for correction. The scripture is there to show us where we're not doing something right. And they were very sensitive to the fact that God was observing them for all the period of time that they weren't doing what God had been asking them to do. And they felt that. They felt their lack of obedience to the word, as we're going to get to in chapter 9, where they realized that all of their problems had to do with the fact that they were disobedient to the word of God. But here, one of the first reactions is they wept. They simply said, you know, I've fallen short of that. And Ezra has to come in and correct that a little bit and says, there's a time for that. But the immediate response is they realize that they have fallen short. And I wonder, how often do we read the scripture and we find that, you know, when's the last time we wept about one of our sins? When we read the word of God, and the Spirit is a discerner between the thoughts and the intents of the heart. It can come in, and God has a special way of putting his finger specifically on the thing in my life or your life that might not be right and that might need correction. And how willing are we to be able to mend our hearts to that? How willing are we to say, you know, search me, O God, as the psalmist says, and see if there be any wicked way in me. How willing are we to do that? These people were, as we said yesterday, primed and ready to have the word of God brought forth to them in the power of the Spirit. And it had an immediate effect. And it had a long-lasting effect as well, as it goes through chapter 9 and into chapter 10 as well.
I just wanted to say on what was mentioned, I agree with everything that's been said very much in the sense of, you know, are we treating our Bibles as something that should be cherished? But why do we have a desire to cherish our Bibles? Is it not? It's what's inside. We can take a Bible and put it up on a shelf where they're not going to be touched. It's not going to get wet. But it's going to get dusty and it will have no effect. So it's one thing to respect what our Bible is, in the sense it is the Word of God living. But it's the reason we cherish it, the reason we take care of it, is because of what's inside and who it speaks of.
That's why the people wept. And I don't think it was a weeping of fear, that they just read the commandments and it says if you disobey your parents, you're going to be taken out and stoned. And they were all crying because they thought they were going to be taken out and stoned. I don't think that was it. It was like you said, David, a weeping because they realized how far they fell short, but they also saw how great the grace of God was and how there was such a difference between the faithfulness of God and their unfaithfulness. Probably similar to when the Lord looked at Peter, and here the Lord was going into the suffering for Peter, and Peter just denied him 3 times. I don't think the look was a look of judgment. It was a look of mercy and compassion. And these people here just read the word that if you disobey your parents, a son, they're supposed to be taken outside the city and stoned. And if you do this, you get stoned. And this, your hand gets cut off. Whatever the laws are. And they heard all these things that they're worthy of. And they're inside the walls. They're protected from the world. the grace of God that brought them all back out of bondage. They read that if you leave me, you're going to go into bondage. And here they were. They're not in bondage anymore. Well, they were inside the walls. They were, by the grace of God, they were inside the walls, and the walls were built. And what a wonderful grace that was. And for each one of us here this morning, whatever you've done wrong, here we have the scriptures open. But we're here at Spruce Lake. We're not in the world. There's nothing pounding on us here. We're here at Spruce Lake, and by the grace of God, we can open up the scripture. And whatever things have been pulling you back, or whatever things have been wrong, it's kind of just leave it over there. Because here we are, and you can move on. Because of the faithfulness of God, we can move on and walk with the Lord from here.